WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another Trump pick for a top job in his new administration. It surprised a lot of people. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
Donald Trump's pick for attorney general, sending shockwaves through Washington. The president-elect nominating Republican firebrand and staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz to one of the most influential jobs in his cabinet.
He's a great, really a great person, and he's on the controversial side, but that's not bad.
If confirmed, Gaetz would lead the Department of Justice, which for years also led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged obstruction of justice and for alleged sex trafficking.
The House Ethics Committee was also looking into those allegations of sex trafficking against Matt Gaetz, but now that he has resigned his Florida seat, that investigation has been dropped. Wildfires continue to burn in the Northeast. There have been hundreds of brush fires in New York City this autumn, one of the driest on record. Skier Lindsey Vonn is coming out of retirement. She announced today she intends to race with the U.S. ski team again at age 40. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Melissa Agard's first full day as Dane County Executive. She was sworn in at the Alliant Energy Center yesterday. She now leads the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. And because of that, the county's facing a housing crisis. When you look at the fastest growing cities across the state, three are right here, Madison, Fitchburg, and Sun Prairie. It's also a major driver of the Wisconsin economy. However, all this growth means needing more resources and more money to keep up services for more people. But like many other municipalities, the funding formula from the state is putting them in a bind. Shared revenue for cities and counties has stayed the same throughout high inflation over the last few years. So even as the county is collecting more taxes from all these new residents, they're not getting enough back to sustain services for this bigger population. Long story short, there are tough problems ahead for Agard as she leads Dane County. She said some of her other top priorities are lowering overdose deaths, increasing mental health resources, and reforming the criminal justice system. And Madison police say more than two dozen cars were broken into on the west side. It happened yesterday at an apartment complex on Trader Road. There was just that spate of car break-ins on the east side, too, while people were working out. Police say don't leave any valuables in your car, especially within view. And the state capitol Christmas tree has been chosen, and for the second year in a row, it's from Rhinelander. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Last year, a different tree from Rhinelander was picked up to light up the Capitol, and that alone got one local couple fired up to offer their large balsam fir tree right from their own backyard. They reached out to the Capitol's superintendent of buildings and grounds and made it happen. A tree lighting ceremony will be held at the state capitol on December 5th, and you can bet the Burks who own the tree will be there.
The tradition of having a tree in the Capitol has been going on since 1916. It'll be decorated with ornaments made from school kids across the state. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks come alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled, sending their game into overtime with a 127-120 win over the Pistons in Milwaukee. For the 10th time in his career, Giannis scored 50 or more points with 59. The Bucks improved to 4-8. Doc Rivers.
You know, we don't like our record. We're starting to like it more and more with each win, right? But it tells you on the inside how close this team is and how much this team believes that we're going to be a good team.
Bucks center, Brooke Lopez.
We didn't start the third the way we wanted, but you know, when we started picking it up, the crowd was into it. They picked us up again. You know, they brought us to another level, and they just continued to do that throughout the rest of the game.
NFL, the Packers face a Bears team that have lost three games in a row and fired their offensive coordinator. Do the Packer players still think this could be a dogfight in Chicago Sunday?
No, 100%. I mean, the rivalry is there in its own, but, I mean, it's another North opponent, so we're definitely locked in on that.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
There's no question he's the leader of our party. So now he's got a mission statement, his mission, and his goals and objectives, whatever that is. We need to embrace it, all of it, every single word. If Donald Trump says jump 3 feet high and scratch your head, we all jump 3 feet high and scratch our heads. That's it.
That's fun. Good night, America. It's been a good ride. JoJo Jurors just texted me, where the is Batman? Isn't this where Batman comes in? Superman? Somebody? Help?
Anybody? Those aren't real.
Okay, so my text chain that I've been on with all my best friends since COVID. My friend Glenn texted yesterday because we were joking back and forth just about how awful things are. And he said, no, not Glenn Kirshner, the other Glenn.
Okay. Glenn of Glenn.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That Glenn.
He said, Attorney General Matt Gaetz. And we were all like, that's funny.
How about Robert running DOE?
What's that?
Boebert going to run the Department of Education. That's the other joke going around the internet.
Is
right
it
now.
A joke?
We'll see.
Tulsi Gabbard is an active Russian asset.
Allegedly.
No, Hillary was right. Did I mention that about everything? That's when this nightmare actually started. It's back in.
Mitch McConnell could have stopped this at the insurrection. Impeachment.
Rapey McForehead.
Yeah.
It's been trending again. Thanks. That was ours.
He's yep.
So the convicted rapist picked a sex trafficker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alleged sex trafficker.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Right.
Just trying to keep our broadcast license here.
They both have mug shots. Like we're going to have that anymore anyway. I'm so old I can remember when America had presidents and attorneys generals who didn't have mug shots. Look at that. Because, of course, the crook picked another crook. Okay, so now we're wondering why 2 days ago he's like, I need recess appointments. Or why would you need that when you have... That was Troy Nels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If he tells us to jump up the 3 feet and scratch our heads, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
The Tulsi Gabbard one I'm really worried about because our allies are not going to be sharing any intelligence
now
with us.
A warning? Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, who is it? Stuart Stevens said, a prediction, assuming we get through this period as a functioning democracy, there will be the first treason trials in America since 1949. Trump is giving functional foreign assets access to America's security. I mean, here's the thing. People that go, oh, well, this won't happen. Really? Why do you think he asked for recess? Remember Monday we said, why does he need you weren't here. What day is it? Whenever it was,
Thursday.
Chris.
Carl Frisch Day. It's Dana Day.
And also Malcolm, though. That's what's throwing me off because he couldn't be here yesterday.
I'm all thrown off. I wasn't here Monday or Tuesday, so this feels like Tuesday.
But we were like, why would he need, he has the majorities. Why would he need recess appointments? I'm like, how bad are his nominations going to be?
That bad.
We found out.
And like we were saying before the show, a lot of senators are not enthused by this.
Really? Really? Huh. That's weird. Okay, and also he resigned from Congress because the ethics report on him is due to be released.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
And now they technically can't do it? I don't know why they can't release
the
report.
They vote tomorrow on whether they release. But oh, my God.
They can do anything.
This is exactly what Kevin McCarthy said. He wanted me to stop the ethics investigation because he slept with a 17-year-old girl.
And I think
I'm quoting Kevin McCarthy, so it's okay.
And I think the ethics investigation stops because he is no longer a member of Congress.
Right. They don't have jurisdiction now. Isn't that neat?
Right.
And but they could still release the report.
Yeah. Can they?
Why
well,
not?
Yeah, that's what the reporting is that, yes, the Ethics Committee was set to vote on releasing a highly damaging report. The committee planned to vote on Friday on releasing the report.
They should at least release it to the Senate committee.
Absolutely.
That votes on.
I agree. The Senate needs to have that report
on
in
Gates.
Hand.
Yeah.
Right, but if he just does a recess, I mean,
That's John Thune's responsibility.
And John Thune is not enthused about.
I don't think he's going to do that.
That's pretty good. Well, you won't be back a day.
No,
you're still a little rusty. That's okay.
That was okay. Enthused. No, he's not enthused about it.
It doesn't get funnier on the second try.
Yes, it does. I'm gonna ram it in without any lube.
What was the one she did for a while that we didn't like? I forget.
Don't bring it up, or I'll do it all morning.
Oh, it was something about walls or something. I forget. It was bad.
I can't remember.
Okay.
See, if we knew it, if it was good, we should remember
that
it.
They both have mugshots.
Right.
Okay. This is.
And John Thune is not enthused about either one of them.
Okay, stop it. What did I say about all the Batman villains? He's putting all the other Batman villains right back. So Batman's not coming. Joker's just going to put all the other villains in. You're going to let
Arkham
them
Asylum.
All out of prison.
Arkham
and,
Asylum.
Right,
they've
whichever one,
out
I mean.
Of Arkham, exactly. Which,
just open the Ghostbusters box and all are coming out. Okay.
You're mixing your movies in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, to review. Oh, well, that makes me feel better. Senator Susan Collins says she opposes Gates' nomination.
And,
well, that'll.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, yikes.
And I think
Susan Collins is concerned.
Yeah,
well,
that's
then.
That's at least four that we need.
That America is saved.
Murkowski, yeah.
Yeah, Murkowski doesn't like him either.
America saved on Susan Collins' mild consternation. Okay, I just thought I'd give you fun facts to review. The Health Ethics Committee was investigating Gates over accusations of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, obstruction of an investigation, and other allegations. Last year, the DOJ, thanks again, Merrick Garland, ended a probe into him and declined charges against him. Punchbowl News reporting the Ethics Committee report is highly damaging because, of course, it is.
Because
so,
it is.
First of all, as Glenn Kirshner always tells us, of course, normally the people that testify against crooks are skeevy because they're other crooks.
Right, usually,
so
yes.
I guess they're saying they declined to prosecute because Joel Greenberg, who's in prison, is not, you know, is skeevy. And then the girl, the underage girl, you know, they were saying lied. About whatever, I don't know. But his girl, Matt Gaetz's actual girlfriend, who was a credible witness, got him for witness tampering at least. I'm tired of we're just going to let some,
Crimes go,
because whatever. This is how we get here. Crook is going to be in charge of the DOJ.
He's not going to be. I don't think he will.
Okay, well. My Pollyanna days may be over.
At this point, anything is possible.
That's true. I mean,
thank you. To your point, Chris, Craig Unger said, as of now, NATO's effectively over.
Oh, yeah.
Why would any of our allies share intelligence with us when the head of the national intelligence is effectively in bed with Putin?
Nobody's going to share intelligence with us.
We better learn Russian. That's the main thing that I picked up. That's a hard language, isn't it? It seems hard.
They have a different alphabet.
They do.
Do you have our Russian music? Maybe we should just play this. Maybe, you know what? That should be the new opening theme we don't get taken to the camps quite as soon.
You better like borscht.
Beets? Yeah,
I like beets. Caviar.
Beets aren't my favorite.
Vodka.
Well, they won't let us have caviar and vodka.
You know what's a delicacy?
Hmm.
Pickles with sour cream and honey.
That's true.
Yeah.
I like the sour cream and pickles, but the honey is where I go no.
I you know what? The sweet and salty might be good.
I feel like our audience might be like, are you kidding me? Shut up, you three.
Hey, I better learn to like pickles and sour cream and honey.
I'm going to just say yeah to Russian occupation. That's what I'm going to say. You know what occurred to me yesterday? I thought, oh, my God, it's that thing they always say. They took America without firing a shot.
Yep.
Because of our own stupids. And I'm sorry, Chris. Some of them are stupid. They're stupid. All the people Googling tariff now and going, what? Yeah. The people, seriously, what do you call that? That voted for, you know, their abortion rights, but then for the guy that took their abortion rights away.
Well, some people think that Biden did that.
Right, because they're stupid!
You're scaring the dogs.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Sometimes I go rude pundit. Sometimes I come back. Okay.
Don't go too rude.
Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah, Andrew Weissman is right. He said we're entering 1984.
Yep.
It's pure George Orwell, 1984. Mm-hmm. And Tulsi Gabbard will tell us we've always been at war with East Asia. So that's why. Something.
That streak in her hair makes me so angry.
By the way, speaking of stupid, Chris, stupid!
Why are you calling me stupid?
Not you. No, not you.
You're yelling stupid at me.
No, I'm yelling off into the void at the people that... Oh, like this. Do you want to see? Look at...
What?
That guy.
Jody Hamilton has become... She's writing op-eds on the soundbite list. She wrote an op-ed.
Well, what are we doing?
This is Abba Alawi.
Bless you.
Thank you. Alina Habba is not going to be press secretary.
No.
Thank you. She turned it down?
She did.
Well, I don't think she was offered it.
Bless her.
She went to Mar-a-Lago to talk to him about it.
She goes to Mar-a-Lago all the time.
Is she going out Dancing with the Stars?
Probably.
Everyone said, someone this morning is like, this isn't a reality show. You can't pick it. I'm like, yes, it is, because you voted for a reality host.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's like, oh, let's see if the sex trafficker.
This is all being produced by Mark Burnett.
There you go.
It's all being produced by Mark Burnett.
Okay, anyway, this is Jody's op-ed.
What?
Uncommitted voter in Michigan is saying that Biden should save Gaza because of Trump coming into power. With Huckabee in the driver's seat. Now a warning, and if Biden doesn't stop Bibi, it's on Biden. I know I'm yelling, but WTF. All right, so that kind of goes on. Do you want to even play it? Okay, we'll play it.
Oh, it's just annoying.
17th, yeah, here we go. Uh-huh, yeah.
It looks like ethnic cleansing. It sounds like ethnic cleansing. It's an ethnic cleansing campaign in Gaza and West Bank and southern Lebanon. And Mike Huckabee was just named as the guy who's going to oversee the final stages of that campaign. And so our message right now is to President Biden, you've got to do something about this.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Biden, stand up for once to Netanyahu before Donald Trump successfully gets away with pinning this legacy of this ethnic cleansing campaign on you and you alone forevermore.
This is an uncommitted voter in Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Who had a choice?
You know, would have right. You know, the choice should have been Kamala Harris, and then
common sentiment among the Muslim community. Right? That's why we had a problem with the Muslim community during the.
I'll be over here in hell. Biden for what Donald Trump does.
You know what? It's
I'll be here in hell.
Regardless of whether it's right or not, that's the problem we had with the Muslim community.
No, you're not wrong.
I'm teetering already on the edge. You know what? Make it better? A song parody.
Oh,
that'd
okay.
be fun. Don't you think?
Really? Okay.
What did I say? What have I been saying? You won't need crimes or evidence when Trump's...
Oh, that deep state...
Matt Gaetz is in charge.
Right.
...has its case now.
Okay. Woo!
And it keeps it out of sight. Oh, that Matt Gaetz, he's in some heat now.
Yeah.
And his fans
not
are
anymore. He's in charge.
Pearly white. You know that deep state with its case, babe, and the evidence.
Okay.
It's piled so high.
Doesn't matter.
And that Venmo, it brought Matt Heat, babe. He thought it'd never leave a trace behind. Under the bus now, who on the Sunday morning shows claims he's canceled, just oozing lies.
Yep.
Someone's creeping around the schoolyard.
Yeah.
Could that someone be Matt the Gay?
quite good. Hey, you know what's the silver lining? Joe Scarborough stopped beating up on Democrats for a second because Matt Gaetz targeted him personally.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
With a bunch of lies that Donald Trump tweeted about. So now, suddenly, he left trans people alone for a morning, and Democrats being woke or whatever. Okay, yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi, my friend Perry says we are 3 seconds away from the MyPillow guy becoming Surgeon General.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
We
Thank
are.
You.
By the way,
Robert
Chris,
Kennedy
get,
Jr. Get used to, I'm going to be yelling stupid into the void. It's not just because you're in front of me.
Well,
I'm not yelling it at you.
We're
void.
In the shrapnel.
No.
Yeah, we
John
are.
John Bugle said Trump and Matt Gaetz are proof that totally different types of rapists can still work together and the Senate doesn't get to consent. Oh, my golly. Oh, it's funny because it's true. Okay. Oh, my eyes. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. This is the only way you can kick back, supporting us and our sponsors. And you know what else? You're supporting your own health. Your own gut health, for instance.
Yeah.
Your energy, your youthfulness helps you feel more youthful. It helps you gain energy, enhance your overall well-being. I love it. It's fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor.
It's neato.
I ran out for a couple days and I tried some of the green drink.
Ew, the mossy stuff?
I gotta do it. I gotta do it. Okay, it's 10 supplements in one. Everything good for you is in there. You don't have to count out the pills, the things like that. You got your probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, on and on and on. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Whew.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd to welcome Tina Anderson. Yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh, no, I'm missing them now. No. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have three children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free, and it's only because I know Tina, and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am.
Yes.
It is justthrivehealth.com, promo code Stephanie. Tina, what a thrill to meet you, and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at MoveToMadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Keep saying, is this real or is this The Onion? I just assumed that you were with me, Chris, because that's what you like to do, is mostly when I'm right at the edge of the cliff, you like to just bing, bing.
Yeah. Right over the
so gun. You just said what now?
The Onion has bought InfoWars. According to the New York Times.
Yes, it's the Washington Post, everybody's.
They plan to turn InfoWars into a parody of itself, mocking weird internet personalities who peddle conspiracy theories and health supplements.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Alex Jones is mad, and
he's
that's the only silver lining.
Sue to stop
he's
it.
Suing to stop the sale.
Yeah, the silver lining
we have this morning.
And the Sandy Hook families are
all fine with it.
They're fine with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll check in with Attorney General Matt Gaetz or Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard later. Are you sure it's a joke about Lauren Boebert?
Right now it's a joke on
Secretary
online,
of Education.
But it could be a thing.
She'd be better at labor because we know she's good with jobs. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's a Handy J joke, everyone.
That's the other joke going around.
Hmm?
That is the other joke going around.
Oh, I didn't even. I just woke up, so I didn't know that. All right. By the way, you know what? All we can do is swear now. Tiny said the extraordinary amount of profanity during the happy hour with JoJo was like a warm, soothing, therapeutic bath of comforting that gave me strength to find one more to give. Thank you, Steph.
Oh.
See you next Tuesday. Thank you, Tiny.
And that is still in the podcast feed. Just
thank you. So are there enough swears for this particular moment in our history?
Subscribe to the Stephanie Miller Happy Hour podcast on your favorite podcast app, and you'll see it down there, a couple of things down.
All right. I'm going to guess Karen in Chicago feels like she's just been hit with a giant Nerf mallet, as we all do. Good morning, Karen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am like moment to moment. One moment I'm like, okay, you know, there's some hope and, we're, you know, there's a little bit of path for resistance and everything. And then I just feel like that knot in my stomach again. You know, Chris, you were mentioning our allies. You know, the thing that keeps popping into my head is our allies, we are not their ally at this point. We are not going to be their ally under Trump.
Our enemies are literally in charge. Tulsi Gabbard is literally,
countries like Canada and Ukraine have reached out to Trump, and, you know, they know what side of their bread the butter, you know, it's buttered on.
Yeah,
and so,
I understand that.
If Tulsi gets in there, she is looked at internationally as a Russian asset.
Yeah.
And so nobody is going to share their
she is an ally of Putin and Assad.
Right.
Yes, and Donald Trump is an ally as well, and he has classified documents in his frickin' bathroom.
Yeah.
So if our allies, I mean, they can sit there and, you know, like, make nice and, you know, try and whatever, but trusting us
is
a whole other matter.
Yeah, she is obviously a national security threat. This is our America's national security. Carl Frisch, next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers are laying out their priorities for the next session. Here's Derek Tritz.
This legislature will have a new balance. Democrats picked up 10 seats in the Assembly and 4 in the Senate. Assembly Republicans are mainly focused on inflation, citing that just about everything costs more. To address this, they are hoping to return Wisconsin's more than $4 billion budget surplus back to taxpayers through methods like making retirement income tax-exempt, according to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who was just re-elected to his post. The party also wants to send abortion access limitations to Wisconsin voters via referendum. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Democrats are looking at a pathway to Senate majority in 2026. Senate Democrats are pushing for more education funding after State Superintendent Jill Underlie announced wanting billions for Wisconsin students, especially after some years of having no increases. They're also focused on Medicaid expansion. The new legislature will be sworn in on January 6th.
And Amazon has finally broken ground on the distribution center in Cottage Grove. The company has about 100 of these huge fulfillment centers across the country. This will be the first in the Madison area. It's expected to create up to 1,500 jobs and provide a huge tax benefit to the city. Amazon Leader is expected to open in late 2026. And a committee is now narrowing down the options for a new name for Southside Elementary. The school opened last year, and Southside is just a temporary name. More than 50 people nominated Lori Mann Carey as the school's namesake. She was a Madison teacher who dedicated her life to supporting students, especially students of color, with an education fund. She died in 2020. But the governor and a sitting state Supreme Court justice nominated Shirley Abramson, Wisconsin's first woman, on the high court. Under district rules, they have to have 4 names for finalists, and 2 of them must be people. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at the Trump appointments coming fast and furious out of Washington, D.C., and what's happening closer to home here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
So
Senator Tammy Duckworth. And Senator, it's great to have you here. But because you sit on that committee, you'll likely get the chance to question Pete Hegseth. I say likely because if Trump is, you know, doing recess appointments, he could just appoint him unilaterally. But if you do get the chance to question him, what do you plan on asking him?
Well, look, he's not qualified to serve as Secretary of Defense. And obviously he's made these comments about how he doesn't think women should be in combat and that he wants to, you know, be able to fire the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Okay, hey, that was several horrible, ridiculous, laughable picks ago. That's the Fox News guy.
Right.
Fox News guy.
He's still awful.
That doesn't wash his hands
in 10 years.
Is that?
Yes,
yeah.
Number one.
And desperately needs to buy a vowel. Pete Hegseth. Yeah. Here he is.
I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
Someone
hands.
Help me.
No, I inoculate myself.
No.
It's just not, germs are not a real
true.
Thing.
Yes,
I can't
are.
See them. Therefore, they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all the
exactly.
bacteria.
Exactly. I can't get sick.
Until he dies of a staph infection.
Well, right. Health and Human Services Director Bobby Kennedy will make sure that you're fully vaccinated.
No, I think he'll be the Surgeon General.
Carl. Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend.
What?
CarlFrisch.com. Good morning, Carl.
I'm hearing breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Donald Trump is nominating the reanimated corpse of Roy Cohn.
Zombie Roy Cohn.
Yeah.
Deputy AG.
There you go.
Okay, Carl. I just seriously, I'm only laughing because I would cry all day, every day.
Well, you have to ask yourself, there are these young attorneys out there, right, who thought, okay, one day I want to be Attorney General. I'm going to go to law school. I'm going to do really well. I'm going to clerk for the best judges I can get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to practice and, you know, or maybe into prosecuting people at a local DA, work my way up to a state AG maybe.
Yeah.
And then one day I'll be Attorney General. If they'd only known the types of things that you can do to prepare yourself to be AG
right.
by looking at that Gates record, maybe they've done something different.
By the way, speaking of, what's that three-name guy, this three-name serial killer-sounding guy? Republican, Mark Wayne Mullen?
Yeah. Mark, yes.
He's apparently hated by everybody, Republicans and Democrats. He's a Republican, and he said he's not qualified for anything because he used to show us the pictures of, I don't know,
right.
girls
Make
on the
people,
floor,
yes.
and also that he would crush up erectile dysfunction medicine
yes.
and chase it with energy
alcohol.
Drinks
yeah,
so he
yes.
could go all night mm-hmm. with the underage girls he was presumably trafficking. But that was, I don't, did you see that tape? He was everywhere yesterday, Mark
oh, yeah.
Wayne Mullen. Yeah, talking about Mac. I'm sorry, go ahead. Your thoughts?
At least we know what the Botox was for now. He was getting ready for his close-up.
Just, I can't. So, Carl, let me, as a Democratic strategist, because there's been a lot of that, going on. Where did we leave off yesterday in the story, Chris? Nancy Pelosi says it's Biden's fault. He didn't get out soon enough. What's her name? Simone Sanders says it's Pelosi's fault because something. Okay.
I have little use for Simone Sanders.
Ron, I have use for everybody. We're a big tent. But, oh, my God, Carl, it's so counterproductive. Ronald tweets, so did the normies who voted for Trump because they think Biden made bacon more expensive? That's the problem. Biden didn't make bacon more expensive. That's the crux of the problem. Realize that Matt Gaetz would be AG, a Putin propagandist would be DNI, and a Fox host would be the Secretary of Defense. I have a feeling this won't be the first time that we say we tried to warn you. I mean, I'm seeing more and more. Jody was saying one of the biggest searches the day after the election, not only what's a tariff, did Biden drop out, but can I change my vote?
Yep.
This one from Jane tweeted, my Foxer MAGA mom is flipping out about Trump's picks. Mom, Jesus Christ, how did we get here? Me. You voted for the SOB, mom, but not this. Me. I warned you. Mom said she had to hang up and eat ice cream to soothe her soul. No joke, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's sad.
I mean, everyone from Paul Krugman and other top economists, Carl, talking about what we all tried to say, tariffs and deporting half our workforce is going to do to prices. They're going to find out in record time.
Yes. And you know how awful these picks have to be
oh.
do not want to put them forward with a Republican majority.
Right.
Thank you. Scott Dworkin said Trump nominating Matt Gaetz is clear proof he wants to be a dictator. Gaetz isn't even qualified to load a Pez dispenser, and he should already be in prison. I mean, and some people are saying, oh, well, this is that bad so that he can get so-and-so through, that he won't get, you know, who can you say what who's who he's going to get? Probably anything he wants at this point.
Likely. You know, they did pretty much whatever he wanted last time. And they, you know, at least there were some quasi grown-ups in the room that would slow things down from time to time, right?
Yeah.
So I have every anticipation that, look, one of the things that's interesting to me is that the leadership race in the Senate, they went with Thune, which you would think means that it'll be like it was with McConnell. There'd be a little bit of resistance, whatever.
Right. They said, screw you. He said Rick Scott, and Musk said it's Rick Scott because Musk has to get his stupid doughy face and everything now. but they said that was the first FU, wasn't it? They were like, nope, we voted for Thune.
Yes, but why didn't Trump engage in the race? They were, you know, the stories afterwards said that had Trump endorsed Scott or gotten involved in the contest, it would have been decisive. I think that, A, Trump didn't want to risk political capital, and B, Thune agreed to do whatever the hell Trump wants.
Yeah.
Just neither.
Yeah, yeah. I found it. Chris, who said there's a reason why no one in Congress came and defended Matt Gaetz? Because we'd all seen the videos he was showing on the House floor that all of us had walked away of the girls he slept with. He would brag about how he would crush ED medicine and chase it with an energy drink so he could go all night. Who said that?
Atom Ant.
No, I just told you before the thing. Republican Senator Mark Wayne
Mullen.
I mean, I don't know what to say about this because people also, I know I get some people are still in a normal world going, oh, he won't get through. Well, obviously, that's why he asked them to pledge for recess appointments 2 days ago, right?
Yes, 100%. If people thought that more norms wouldn't be crushed, they are wrong. Like, this is what it's going to be like for the next, you know, however long. I'd say 4 years, but who knows? It could be longer.
Yeah. So, Tulsi Gabbard, Russian asset. So we have an actual, enemy. Is there anyone that is going to be able to, because that, again, as we were saying, is America's security. They obviously, whether it's Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, DNI, they're not going to be looking at protecting America. They're going to be looking at going after Trump's enemies, obviously, and protecting all of, you know, Trump's crooky friends again.
Right, and it's one step away from the people that were paid off by the Russians, you know, like the right-wing media folks. So, you know, it is debilitatingly awful, and you have to laugh at how crazy it is. But it should be giving all of us a wake-up call that we've got, you know, about 2 months to rest up and get ready for the next 4 years, bite it off in, you know, digestible chunks, the next 2 years before the next congressional races.
Yeah. I mean, our friend Joe Walsh said, when you voted for Trump, you voted to put Tulsi Gabbard, a Russian asset, in charge of our nation's intelligence. That's what you voted for. Congratulations. Kurt Bardella said, if anyone was shocked or surprised by any of the announcements being made by the president-elect, you haven't been paying attention. This is exactly what was promised, exactly what was promoted, exactly what was campaigned on. If you didn't see it coming, you're blind. I mean,
every single person that he puts in his circle are going to be people who will do whatever he wants this time. There's a reason why he went through five or six Homeland Security secretaries in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do well with people who resist or push back or give counter opinions or present him with factual information or ask him to read or ask him to consider another way. He doesn't deal well with anybody who just won't do what he wants.
Yeah. Oh, to your point, Chris, it's going to be a very rousing guest of quote.
Okay. Thing.
Strap in, okay. Carl. Who said my vote to acquit Trump should not be viewed as an exoneration? What former President Trump did to undermine faith in our election system and disrupt the peaceful transfer of power is inexcusable.
Mr. Spacely.
No, that was a good guess, though. You thought that's what I threw you off. No, okay. That was John Thune.
Oh.
Who is now... Thunley enthusiastic about.
Enthusiastic?
Yeah, about Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Who said what former President Trump did to undermine faith in our election system and disrupt the peaceful transfer of power? Once again, inexcusable.
Mr. Slate.
No, it's no, same guy. Dune.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Carl, where are you in the circular firing squad of what Democrats need to do now? They voted for this, and we're supposed to keep beating ourselves up about what's wrong with us. It's like, sorry, I don't want to be a racist, sexist, horrible, despicable felon traitor that voted. I don't want to. That's the thing. You know, it really? Should we be more like Trump or his supporters? Like, what's the answer, do you think?
One, I don't think it benefits us to attack each other. But I would say, what I think needs to happen going forward is that we need to be very clear in our economic messaging around what we support, and that is a working families agenda, right? And I think the Harris campaign did a very good job of painting that picture, but they only had 2.5 months to do it. And I'm not going to blame Biden for getting out when he got out. You know, that ignores how long of a process planning these campaigns is, and it also, you know, how unprecedented that decision is. The Harris message on the economy worked well in focus groups and with voters. I don't think it had long enough to have an impact. Unfortunately, I think for, you know, about 2 years, we as Democrats spent our time saying, no, inflation is coming down. Record low joblessness in this country, which are both true facts. Yes. But for anybody who's being impacted by the cost of groceries or gas or heating their home or any number of other, you know, kitchen table cost issues, it kind of flies in the face of that. And Democrats had an agenda to deal with those issues. That should have been the front and center economic message, rather than stressing over and over again things that people just don't feel,
right,
impacting them.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, you know, we've said, and people a lot smarter than I have said, have talked about that being also, it's just disinformation. They just have such a giant megaphone to tell people things are terrible. Joe Biden's terrible. He's too old. I mean, you're right. It was kind of a perfect storm. You know, it's like circular, right? Whether it's the media and then Democrats and then polling numbers and then, so everybody, as I always say, Carl, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. I mean, Lawrence O'Donnell said no one's ever replaced a candidate this late and won. So you're right. Part of it is that we don't, if we're going to say we're in a bubble, it's that we marinate in this. Most people, as evidenced by the Google searches, they don't pay attention to any of this. And so that's why it wasn't long enough for Kamala Harris to introduce herself to the American people and her policies, because they don't pay attention. And so we think, well, you know, they must understand these basic facts. They don't.
No, and I think it's very hard for people who are engaged like we are and surround ourselves with people who are engaged like we are to grapple with the idea that for some people, being engaged is not in this level of interest in the political system is not on the radar. You know, I often describe it as once that light switch is turned on in somebody and they pay attention for the first time. You know, when Trump was elected the first time, my younger sister, who I no longer call little because she's in her 40s, my younger sister started going to marches and protests about Trump. It was the first time she'd ever been engaged. And that switch will never be turned off again.
Right.
So I don't know what it takes to turn the switch on for people, but I do know that for people who don't have that switch on, they're extremely malleable when it comes to campaigns if they end up voting at all.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, this is what we keep saying. You know, it's going to hurt all of us. And we were obviously fighting for everybody. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, you know, have been for 4 years. And obviously her plans going forward were for everybody, you know. And somebody made the point, too. They're like, you know, all the people they hate, the snotty liberal elites, guess what? They're going to be able to afford stuff. You're not. I mean, that's going to be the tragedy of this. I mean, Paul Krugman saying Trump will take credit for all of Biden's economic successes and anticipates that his fans have no idea the change his policy, the damage his policies are going to cause. He said there's maybe 8 million undocumented workers. That's like 5% of the workforce. The whole food supply chain is relying on people who are going to be rounded up and put in camps. He said that's going to cause a pretty big shock to people's cost of living and the way they live. And he said, but where's he? Oh, I've been seeing new repeated focus groups after the election with Trump voters who are shocked to find out that tariffs are taxes. And they've been deliberately misinformed by Trump people. That's the whole crux of the election to me. J.D. Vance, he said, told voters once immigrants are gone, more jobs will be available to Americans. He said we have essentially full employment among native-born Americans. There is no reserve of Americans to take these jobs. By and large, jobs native-born Americans would be reluctant to take. People have absolutely no idea. A quorum of people who voted in this election have absolutely no idea of what's coming down the pike. And then he just said, you know, Trump took credit for Barack Obama's what he did after the economic crash in 2007-2008. He said Trump will take credit for the recovery that's being handed to him and then say his anti-immigrant agenda is driving it. And going forward, Carl, his cult will believe anything he says. Be like, see, it's because Trump deported everybody.
Here's what's particularly frightening about it is that, you know, constitutionally, this is the last 4 years Trump can be president. And you can bet that the people he's filling his administration with will put their foot on the pedal and push as hard as they can to get as much done in the next 2 years as possible, because they know that it's going to be very difficult for them to hold on to Congress in 2 years.
Yep. One last one, because we talked about housing costs yesterday, which is also a big thing that only Kamala Harris had a plan for. Analysts said similarly, if construction labor costs increase because there's fewer construction workers because of immigration restrictions, the cost of building a home will also increase.
And by the way, building a home already increased by like 30% because of COVID and the supply chain. So yeah. Like if people were hoping that when interest rates finally started coming down, thank you, Joe Biden, that the cost of construction would, you know, bend down as well. Good luck with that.
Yep, exactly. All right, Carl, best of luck to you.
Best of luck to us.
May you be far down on Attorney General Matt Gaetz's enemies list. Okay.
Well, good news is that his enemies list is rolled into a tight little, tube. So maybe he won't be able to read it.
I don't know what that means. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. We desperately need to feel like we can make a difference right now, don't we? Amen. Well, you can. You can support the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe and get the best phone company in the world, the only progressive phone company in America. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits every month. People are desperately going to need our help now. Reproductive Freedom for All, March for Our Lives, Friends of the Earth, on and on. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You should see Jody Hamilton's fancy new phone, man.
Wow.
Bring your current phone, bring your current number, and come on over. If you go to CredoMobile.com, Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling like maybe unsafe a little bit? You need a little maybe peace of mind. Simply Safe. We love it here at the Stephanie Miller Show, I'm telling you. And they are always, not only are they so affordable, they're coming up with new ideas that they are the only company that has them. Case in point, Simply Safe's active outdoor guard protection. Holy cow, it changes the game by preventing crime before it even happens, right? Most companies only take action once somebody is breaking in, right? Your door sensors or your window sensors. But if someone is lurking around or acting suspiciously on your property, that's you two every morning, but I'll give you an exemption. I'll be like, no, they're always weird.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can talk to them directly, set off your spotlights, even call the police before they've had a chance to break in. Also, I gave you keys, so.
There's that.
Yeah. No long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, about $1 a day for all this protection. Simply Safe is offering my listeners exclusive early access to their Black Friday sale. This week only, you get 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan, their best offer of the year. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. And we're all going to be safe when Attorney General Matt Gaetz is in, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Doom, the well-named Dr. Doom, next.
The
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, a very special program. We'll be doing the entire show topless.
Yes, I can't wait for that.
It's such a liberating feeling.
Oh, tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.